Welcome to the Covenant Journey Podcast. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to deepen your faith, knowledge, and love of our Lord Jesus as we explore the timeless treasures of the Bible. Join us now as we explore God's Word.
Standing strong when everything around you forces you to compromise. How do you do that in the face of this incredible opposition? We're going to be exploring from the book of Daniel, chapter 2 and chapter 3. And it's a very familiar story, but we're going to walk through it because it has a lot to say to us today and throughout history. The story begins in chapter 2, and it is the dream that Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had of this image. And you remember that Daniel was given the dream image in his own dream, and he then gave the dream to the king, and then he gave the interpretation. And what the king saw in his dream was a large statue. And the statue was made out of gold at the head. And then as you move down the statue, its chest and arms were silver, its middle and thighs were bronze, its legs were iron, and its feet partly of iron and partly of clay. So it goes from gold to silver to bronze to iron mixed with clay at the base of the feet. And Daniel gives the interpretation in chapter 2. Well, after that's done, Nebuchadnezzar wants to make a golden image, sort of like what he saw in that dream. But this image is different. He's going to make a golden image that's entirely gold, and it's going to be an image that he will erect on what's called the plains of Dura in the province of Babylon. And once it's done, he then calls all of the leaders together, and he's going to gather all of the people, all of his subjects around. They're going to play the instruments, and he wants everyone to bow down to this image. And of course, the image in Nebuchadnezzar's mind represents him, because in the dream of Daniel chapter 2, the head of gold, Daniel says, represents the nation of Babylon. But then, as you remember, it goes from gold to silver to bronze to iron to part iron and part clay. So it continues to change its composition as you go down to the feet, and the feet are not very strong with the iron mixed with clay, showing that there will be some division that will ultimately happen. But the head is representative of Babylon. So the king wants to create this image where the entire image is of gold, and he wants people to bow down and worship it. And he is actually wanting them to worship him. And what happens is they have the event. They have all of the different musicians and the different kinds of instruments, and they make the sound, and this large crowd that's gathered around this tall golden statue, they fall down and they worship, except for a couple of people. And in Daniel chapter 3, verse 8, it says, "At the time, certain Chaldeans came forward and maliciously accused the Jews. They declared to King Nebuchadnezzar, 'O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that every man who hears the sound of the horn, the pipe, the lyre, the trijon, the harp, the bagpipe, and every kind of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into a burning fiery furnace.' There are certain Jews, they said, whom you have appointed over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, pay no attention to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar, in furious rage, commanded that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be brought. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar answered and said to them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the golden image that I have set up? Now, if you are ready, when you hear the sound of the horn, the pipe, the lyre, the trijon, the harp, the bagpipe, and every kind of music, to fall down and worship the image I have made, well and good." In other words, he's going to give them a second chance. But he says, "If you do not worship, you shall immediately be cast into a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you out of my hands? He's mocking them. There's no one capable of delivering you from this horrible fate of being burned alive. Their heart rates were no doubt beating because they know, oh my, they're going to be thrown into the fiery furnace. And they get reported and they get violently detained and brought before the king, and the king gives them one more opportunity, one more chance. I'll let it go if you bow down, but if you don't, I'm going to kill you. Oh my, the king, it says, was filled with fury. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, we don't need to even contemplate how we're going to answer you, O king. He said, they say that indeed, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If this be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. Oh, this made the king furious. He said that the furnace needs to be heated 7 times hotter. It's like white hot. The heat is so powerful at this point in time that when they grab the 3 people, they tie them up and they take them to the furnace and they're getting ready to throw them in. Fire comes out of the furnace and even kills some of the people that are guarding them. They end up getting those 3 thrown into the furnace, and you remember the rest of the story. You can imagine, it's easy to read this, but their hearts no doubt were pounding. These were human beings, just like you and me. And even though they trusted in God, this was a frightening moment for them. But no matter what, they would give their lives rather than compromise their Lord. And so they were thrown in. And the story you remember is the king is astounded because instead of 3 people, he sees a 4th person walking around, and he sees the 3 people, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, without having any harm to their body, and a 4th person who looks like the Son of God. Because guess who was there? It was the Son of God. It was his presence there, walking in that furnace, protecting them, and they summoned them to come out. Obviously, their cords are now singed and burned, so they're not tied down. They walk out. Not a smell of smoke, not a singed hair, no harm to their body has been found. And as a result, the king issues a decree. I make a decree, he said, any people, nation, or language that speaks anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be torn limb from limb, and their houses laid in ruins, for there is no other God who is able to rescue in this way. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. What an amazing story. We easily read over it. But think about how you would be in that situation. How is it that they were able to resist? How is it that they were able to stand and trust God that he would deliver? But even if God didn't deliver, they still wouldn't compromise and betray him. It began with other events in their lives. Little things lead to big things, either for good or for bad. Press in to the Lord, read his word, and stand strong. No matter whether the test is small or large, God is preparing you for something even greater. Stand with the word of God. It's always been true. The culture may change, opinions may change, your community of friends may change, but the word of God will stand forever. For more information, go to covenantjourney.org.
You've been listening to the Covenant Journey podcast. We hope that we have informed, inspired, and encouraged you to deepen your faith, knowledge, and love for our Lord Jesus as we've explored the Word of God. Visit covenantjourney.org, where you can obtain additional notes and information to enhance your study of the Scriptures. The website again is covenantjourney.org. You can also email us at cj@covenantjourney.org. Share this podcast with your friends. Visit covenantjourney.org.